The devil is just in trouble, you know. We're kicking him everywhere we can, in every way we can. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The kingdom of God is moving forward, and God is doing amazing things. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I want to minister to us today. What's the time? 12:12. All right, I won't keep you long at all. I'm going to minister to us briefly, pressing on our lesson of supernatural increase. And I just want to take a few minutes in this particular ministry today to focus on the anointing for increase. The anointing for increase. You know, the Lord wants to enlarge our coast. He wants to increase us on every side. Regardless of what you do, there is more that the Lord wants to bring into your life. God wants to increase your influence in the world. Actually, that's part of what that video signifies. The what is going on out there in India. God wants to enlarge your coast. God doesn't want to restrict our impact, our influence to just, you know, whatever little we're able to accomplish with our families. You know, God wants to do so much more through us. God wants to touch the uttermost parts of the earth through our lives. Amen. And you know, one of the beautiful things about even this mission is that what makes it possible is you and I doing the little we can do, you know, supporting, praying, giving, standing, praying, and encouraging and all the good stuff that we do. Even in our own little ways, all of that is coming together, and God is using that to enlarge our coast and to increase our influence. But I want you to understand, God doesn't just want to do that in the spirit. He doesn't just want to increase our influence in kingdom matters. God also wants to prosper you. God wants to give you more. God wants to enlarge your own coast personally. God wants to add to you. You know, I'm on such a mission with this particular line and direction of ministry. And many of you know, if you joined us on Wednesdays, hopefully you get the time to. If you don't, all of the messages, I believe, are being recorded. So go back there on the website and listen, because there's a lot that the Lord wants to do with us and through us in this season. The Lord wants to increase you materially. The Lord wants to give more to you. I can tell you this. The only way you and I are going to be able to expand, enlarge, touch lives the way that God has ordained is that we have more. Is that we have more. If we don't have more, we can't do more. We're limited. If all you have is just your little ability to pay your light bills, if that's it, you can, oh, well, praise God, I got through. I paid my light bill this month. I paid my mortgage. I paid my car. No, oh, glory to God. Yeah, glory to God. But don't stop there. Don't settle. Believe God for more. And as you believe God for more, remember God. When the Lord increases you, remember God. There are people in the world, when the Lord increases them, they don't remember God. There are a lot of people in the world, when the Lord adds to them, he adds something little or something big to them, the first thing they want to do is go get something more for themselves. They want to, you know, buy something bigger for themselves or whatever it is we sometimes want to do. Well, remember God. When the Lord increases you, remember God. Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to remember God. Say it again. Say, I'm going to remember God. This is why it becomes really significant that we have increase in our lives. When the increase that God brings into our lives tell a story. The increase that God brings into your life ministers the gospel. The increase that God brings into your life tells the world that God is a good God. The God you serve is a good God. Hallelujah. So I want you to be passionate for increase. I want you to desire it. I want you to dream it. I want you to long for it. I want you to go for it. I want you to believe God with all of your heart and get increase. Don't be satisfied with the little you have. Be thankful for the little you have, but believe God for more. Somebody say, I'm believing God for more because I know God has much more for me. Remember that scripture in the Psalms? It says, the Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. Isn't that what the Bible says? Psalm 115, I believe that maybe that's verse 14 or something. The Lord will increase you more and more and more, you and your children. So the Lord wants to enlarge your coast. It's not just spiritual. Spiritually is first. But beyond spiritually, God wants to enlarge your coast. God wants to do more through you. And God wants to do more for you. And God wants to do more with you. God wants to give you a sphere of influence that has no controversy around it. God wants to make you a voice, and he wants to display you as his hero, his trophy in these last days. He wants to show the world what he can do with little, with nothing. Hallelujah. And one of the ways he does that is through supernatural increase. In focusing on the anointing for increase, again, I'm not going to keep you long at all, but what I want to say to you is so deeply important. Sometimes I do not teach some of these things, and the Lord has done a lot of work in delivering me from myself over the years, because sometimes, you know, just being so self-conscious and wanting to not come across as self-serving, sometimes we defeat the purpose of God. And the being called to preach the gospel, one of the first requirements of that is that we are willing to let go of our vessel entirely and let the Lord do whatever he wants to do with us. And sometimes I think, you know, we get so overly self-conscious. I have been over the years. I think there's a number of things I could have ministered from the Abundant Life pulpits that I haven't really done a very good job of, just because of sometimes the concern that I don't want to come across as self-serving. And especially in some of these areas, there's been a lot of abuse in the body of Christ. And so sometimes, you know, then, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's like you're trying to find a middle ground, but then you swing all the way to the other side now, you know. And then we leave out certain things that are so crucial in the Word of God. Supernatural increase is executed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There can be no supernatural increase without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Go with me to 2 Kings in chapter 6, the book of 2 Kings in chapter 6. 2 Kings and chapter 6. Look at what it says. It says, and the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha — Elisha was the leader, he was the man of God over this group of these sons of the prophets. He was, if you want to say it that way, he was like their spiritual. So it sounds strange because these were already spiritual people because they are called sons of the prophets. But he was actually like their spiritual covering. He was like their overseer. And they came to him, the sons of the prophets came unto him, and they said, behold, now the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. They came to him and they said, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. I want you to notice two things in that scripture. The first is they said, the place where we dwell with you. So they had a relationship with this servant of God. They had a relationship, like I like to say, they had a relationship with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because this servant of God represented — he didn't represent a community leader to them. He didn't represent a social leader to them. He represented the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And so when they came to him, they said, behold now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. So notice they said, where we dwell with you. So they didn't just jump on this servant of God and come to him and say, just, you know, pray for us or bless us or anoint us. No, they said, the place where we dwell with you. So they dwelt with him. They had a relationship, a partnership is actually the accurate word. They had a partnership with this servant of God. And then the second thing I want you to notice is they themselves recognized that where they operated from, where they dwelt, was too small. The servant of God didn't tell them. They said it themselves. They recognized it. They had the knowledge of that. They said, where we dwell with you right now is too small for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The anointing is, well, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 10, I think it's verse 27. Let's read a couple of verses, a couple of scriptures, and I'll come back to 2 Kings 6. Isaiah chapter 10 says something very powerful about the anointing. It says, verse 27, it says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulders, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden, who's he? That's the adversary, that's the enemy, that's the devil, that's Satan. His burden shall be taken away from off your shoulders, and his yoke shall be taken off from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. What is a burden and what is a yoke? A burden is something that is pressing on you, depressing you, that limits you and stops you from reaching your full potential. That's what a burden is. A yoke is something that is wound around you. It's like something that is tying you up, that stops you from being released so you can become all that God created you to be. That's a yoke. A yoke will keep people in a cycle, and they'll keep going round and round in this cycle and grinding round and round in this cycle, and they can go in the same cycle for several years and never experience increase. That is a yoke. That is a yoke. A yoke is what keeps you in one place, keeps you stagnated, keeps you limited, keeps you bound up in such a way that you cannot become all that God created you to be. That is a yoke. And the Bible says, it shall come to pass in that day that the burden will be taken off of their shoulder, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. I want you to know the limitation to be small. What confines us to be limited? What removes the ability to increase? What stops us from becoming enlarged? What stops us from becoming maximized like God desires for each of our lives is the yoke, is the burden. The one thing that perpetuates the cycle of poverty, and the one thing that perpetuates the cycle of smallness, and the one thing that perpetuates the limitations of life, where we cannot grow beyond what we know God actually expects of us, is a yoke. A lot of times, people look at themselves and they say, I should be further down the road than I am right. You know, and what makes it interesting sometimes is a lot of times in our lives, there are actually things that we already have where we are convinced with this, I should be further down in my road. I should be further down on my journey right now. But then we're not. We're stranded, we're stagnated, we're limited. And a lot of times, what is responsible for that is the yoke. Sometimes when we even do things that we know should bring increase, We do things that we know ought to make our lives better. We get involved in activities. We get involved in certain investments or certain transactions that we know ought to move our lives beyond where they have been. And yet, we come around and we take a look, maybe after 2 years, after 3 years, and it's like we're still spinning our wheels on the same spot. It is the yoke. It is the yoke that creates those limits that stops us from becoming everything that God ordained our lives to become. And the Bible says, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I dare say to you today, on the authority of the Word of God, every measure and every manifestation of smallness that you see is a result of a yoke. Every manifestation of limitation of life that you see is a result of a yoke. And the Bible says, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke may not be destroyed because you work 5 jobs. The yoke may not be destroyed because you know the president of the United States. The yoke may not be destroyed because you were born into a wealthy family. The yoke may not be destroyed because of your history or whatever. But the yoke, the Bible says, is destroyed because of the anointing. The one thing that guarantees that increase will come into your life is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit guarantees that increase has to come into your life. I don't care where you live. I don't care what job you do. Sometimes people say, oh, well, Pastor, you don't understand. It's because of the line of career. Your line of career is not the yoke. The yoke is the limiter that is stopping you. Because there are people in some lines of career that are actually prospering, they are blossoming, they are growing, they are manifesting the glory of God, and what you think is the limiter is not stopping them. Hallelujah. When the yoke is removed, a slave can become a prime minister. When the yoke is removed, someone who does a menial, nothing job that nobody values as anything can actually become a millionaire. When a yoke is removed. The limiter is not your career. The limiter is not your line of business. The limiter is not your line of career. The limiter is the yoke. And I dare say to you, there are yokes that sit sometimes. They sit around our lives. They sit around our families. They sit around our ministries. And sometimes some of those yokes don't say, we are not going to let you grow. But I dare say to you, on the authority of the Word of God, today the yoke will be destroyed by the anointing. By the anointing. Sometimes I just love to laugh. I love to have a good laugh at the devil. Sometimes I see things he does. You know, I see appearances he tries to create. I see how he's struggling so hard to keep increase from coming our way. I see how he's fighting so hard to stop some of God's people from moving forward. And I look at it and many times I just laugh. Do you know why I laugh? Because I know the yoke will be destroyed by the anointing. I know that. No matter how long that yoke has existed, no matter how long that situation has been, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So there is an anointing for increase. There is an anointing that sees to it that your own story becomes different. It becomes different from what everybody in your family has ever experienced. It makes your own story unique and different. Hallelujah. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Everything that is tying you up, everything that is limiting you, everything that is binding you, everything that is stopping you, I declare in the name of Jesus, the yoke is being destroyed by the anointing. That's what the Word of God says. He says the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Do you know, increase the way God designed it should come into our lives like we're drinking water, like a natural, simple, natural thing. That's how God created man. Increase is the default inheritance of mankind. You ought to write that down. Increase is the default inheritance of mankind. That's the way God ordained it. Because you remember in the book of Genesis, after he made man, one of the first things he told them, the Bible says, he said, go multiply. Be fruitful. Take dominion over the earth. He gave them everything. Wherever you are, no matter what you do, God has ordained increase for your life. And I prophesy increase is coming your way today in Jesus' mighty name. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. We have the victory. He can't stop what God has ordained. He's just lying, telling stories. He's just lying. He's a buffoon. He's a buffoon. You are on your way to increase. I say you are on your way to increase. Something's about to break loose in your life. Something's about to open up in your life. In just a few months from now, you will not recognize yourself because the yoke has been destroyed by the anointing. Why does he fight so hard? He fights so hard because he knows God is invested in your increase. God is invested in your well-being. That's why the Bible said in 3 John verse 2, he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Why? Because your prosperity, your well-being, your increase is a testimony to the goodness of God. Nobody ever sees someone struggling, dying out of poverty and say, please show me how to meet your God. No. But people look at lives that have been transformed by the power of God. They look at people who have experienced supernatural change, supernatural increase. They know where they used to be. They know where they are now. And they say to them, wow, this your God is super. This your God is awesome. This your God is amazing. Please show me how to hook up with your God. When you learn to hook up with the God, the Almighty God, increase comes into your life. You cannot hook up with Almighty God and be small. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. You may still live in the same small house. You may still live in the same small city, but there will be increase coming into your house. It won't be long, just like Obed-Edom. They will check your house and they found out, wow, you bought a new car. They'll come back the next day, they found out, wow, oh my goodness, you hired 3 new employees in your company. They'll turn around and look at and they say, wow, God added 5 children to you one time. Hallelujah. Woo! They'll look around and they say, oh my goodness, you already married a second wife. Oh no, sorry, let's forget about it. Let's not do that. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Help me, Jesus. Some of the brothers are like, really, man? I love this supernatural increase. I wasn't listening to these sermons before, but I think I like this message. Preach more of that, pastor. No, that's Old Testament. If you do it here, you will lose you. Your wife will take off your head. Hallelujah. Somebody say, increase is coming my way. Say it again. Say, increase is coming my way. Why? Because the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Notice what those sons of the prophet said. They said, the place where we dwell with you, is too small. So they were in partnership and they had a connection to the anointing. This anointing is sourced in the Holy Spirit. This anointing is sourced in the Holy Spirit, but this anointing is channeled through human beings. I need you to hear me clearly because I haven't I haven't said some of these things before, and I have a very short time to say it this morning. This anointing is sourced in the Holy Spirit, and this anointing is channeled through human vessels. The sons of the prophet said, the place where we dwell with you is too small. They said, it's too small. Then they said, let us go, verse 2, this is 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 2. Let us go, we pray you, unto Jordan, and let's take every man a beam, and let's take us a, make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, he said, go ye. Somebody say, go ye. Come on, say, go ye. And then one of them said, please, servant of God, I pray you, go with your servant. And the servant of God said, I will go. Say with me, I will go. Come on, say it again. Say, I will go. You don't want to go anywhere without the servant of God. Don't let the devil lie to you. You don't want to go anywhere without the anointing of the Holy Spirit working in your life. He said, please, don't just send us out there. Please, come with us. You know what that denotes? It denotes he believes their increase, this project, this miracle is tied to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we will do our job. Yes, we will do our part. Yes, we will be diligent. Yes, we'll do everything we need to do. But we know this increase is tied to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You know, there are three major ways increase can come into your life. Number one, you can steal it. You can just, you don't have to steal, like, break into somebody's house. You can just be very smart and know how to manipulate stuff and steal and defraud people and take advantage of people. You can have some increase. But the increase that comes into your life that way will not last because it wasn't given to you by God. You can also increase by just doing a lot more, like doing 5 jobs. If you have a family, neglect your children, neglect your spouse, work from dusk to dawn every day of the week, including Sundays. Don't make time to serve God. Don't make time for your spiritual life, for your family, your children. Just keep on going. You will get increase. You will get increase. Increase will come into your life. But you know what? You will lose it. Because that increase didn't come from God. That increase came out of a loss of priority. And the Bible said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, but he added no sorrow. Increase that comes as a result of loss of priority always brings sorrow. Always. There'll be sorrow in your family. There'll be sorrow in your heart. There'll be sorrow in your relationships. Because everything you are doing is a result of a loss of priority. So God cannot bless it. And anything that appears like a blessing that comes to you is going to come with sorrow, along with sorrow. There will be pain. There will be unnecessary heartache. There will be breakdowns. There will be stress. Anything that gives you stress is not of God. So that's the second way you can get increase, but that increase will not last. The third way you can get increase is just play your part. Do everything that God gives you. Live your life according to the leadership of God and by the standard of the word of God. And then trust God and connect strongly with the anointing for supernatural increase. Be very passionate for increase. Spiritually, learn the principles of increase. Learn the steps to take to increase and walk it. Walk it every way you know. Follow the direction of the Holy Spirit. Follow the guidance of the Word of God. I said earlier on, the two major ways we connect with the anointing. Number one, the Holy Spirit himself is the source of this anointing. So that means we have to have a relationship with him. You can't be connected. You can't say you have a connection with the anointing for increase and you don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. No, you don't. There's no way you're going to get increased that way. So that's one. But the second way is that anointing is channeled through human vessels. Sometimes directly by impartation, sometimes just by involvement. Like in this story, he said, we want to go and build. He said, okay, go. He said, please come with us. He said, okay, I will go. And when he went, they continued building, but he stayed with them. They stayed connected to him. That anointing is channeled into our lives and it breaks yokes and it removes burdens. And I know, like I said earlier in my message, we ought to teach this more. Just because something has been abused does not mean it's no longer authentic. Does not mean it's no longer important. Because somebody steals money from you in a bank does not mean you should now put all your money under your bed in a pillow. That's foolishness. Because somebody defrauded you, or because somebody deprived you or something, or you went and somebody told you a lie about a car and you bought the car and you found out after 2 weeks that the car is actually a bad car, doesn't mean you should walk the rest of your life. Somebody somewhere has a good car you can buy. The fact that somebody lied to you and cheated you and gave you a bad car does not mean every car on the road is a bad car. And that's what sometimes we have done. Some of these things we've stayed away from just because of some the abuse that we have experienced. And the body of Christ is suffering as a result of it. A lot of people are suffering as a result of it because they have no knowledge. They lack understanding. And a lot of them are striving. They are trying everything they know and they are not connecting with it. They are not getting it because the anointing that destroys the yoke and that removes burden is not at work for them. It's not at work for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you step out and you set out on your journey of increase, there are things out there that you don't know are going to happen. You have no idea what is going to happen. When you head out and you make an investment or you go out and you take up a career and you take up a job or you take up something and you begin to walk in the journey of increase, there are things out there that are going to happen that you have no idea about. The one thing that guarantees that regardless of what shows up, you will overcome is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's the anointing. This man of God said, they asked him, they said, will you go? He said, I will go. And then shortly after that, you know what happened then, right? As they were, he says then in verse 4. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head that he was using fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master. That's his crying to the servant of God, the Elisha, who they had asked to follow them. Alas, master, for it was borrowed. He borrowed it because he needed to use it. And he knew it was okay for him to borrow it. But what he wasn't reckoning with, what he wasn't planning for, was that axe head that he borrowed could actually fall and be lost. And now he's in trouble. And the man of God said, where did it fall? Where did it fall? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick, and he put the stick. That's the man of God who did that. He cut down a stick, and he put it in there, and the iron did swim. What is it that made the iron swim in the water? It's the anointing. It's the anointing. No human ability can make iron swim in water. It's the anointing. That's why it's called supernatural increase. Therefore, he said unto him, take it up to you. And he took it out. He reached out with his hand. He took it. And then they continued building. The anointing destroys the yoke. Do you know there are things lined up on your way that are going to seek to stop you from getting where God has ordained for you to get to? Those things, the only answer to those things, the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
You can set out with your mind. You can do all of your research. You can do everything you know. But when you start going, things are going to happen. And the only answer to those things is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. He said, where? He said, it fell. He said, where did it fall? He said, right there. The man did not even, he didn't even go and check Google. The man did not even pull up his phone to check Google to find out, how do I get it? No. He said, just cut a stick. Where did he learn it from? Somebody said the anointing. Yeah. Come on, somebody said the anointing. Yeah. Do you know, let me tell you, I got to say that, I'm going to try to close quick. Do you know, a lot of people don't understand what actually stops them from increasing is not that they are not adding, is that they are losing more than they are adding. There is leakage. If there is leakage in your life, no matter how much is added to you, you will never see that increase. You will never see that increase. You know one of the things the anointing of the Holy Spirit does? He shows us how to block leakage. He shows us how to block leakage. In our human lives, what is it that creates the most leakage? A lot of times, it's the people we are involved with. And some of these people are very close to us. And we have a strong emotional relationship with them. Some of them may be our children, our spouses, family, parents, close friends, close associates, BFF, ex. What are some of the other terms that I use? Huh? Thank you, ma'am. All of these relationships and these different positions in our lives open us up to leakage. And so a lot of times, part of what the anointing of the Holy Spirit does is the anointing teaches you. The Bible tells us in 1 John 2:27, this anointing that dwells within you, it teaches you. Sometimes you are about to get into a partnership somewhere, and the Holy Spirit will say, not that one. Why? Because he's trying to save you from that leakage. Because even though you may get increase from that association or from that partnership, the leakage that is going to come from it is going to be overwhelming to the point where that increase will not even be useful to you. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is what destroys yokes and removes burdens. I see that anointing removing every yoke in your life today in the name of Jesus. I see that anointing translating you. I see it setting you up on an elevation. I see it making you greater than you have ever been. Not for you, but for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. I see that anointing making you more significant in your generation. I see that anointing making you more influential in your family. I see that anointing elevating you so that the people are always coming to you. They are always looking to you. They are always receiving from you because you have the answers that they need. I see that anointing setting you apart, that the things that cause other people to stumble do not cause you to stumble. Hallelujah. Do me a favor, just laugh at the devil for a minute. Just laugh at the devil. Just laugh. Because as I'm preaching to you in this service this morning, he's mapping out ways to create leakage in your life. But laugh at him because the anointing is already destroying yokes. Hallelujah. The anointing causes you to laugh. I don't know if you know that. The anointing causes you to laugh. What was the sign of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2? It was laughter. They were laughing so hysterically. When everybody saw them, they thought they were drunk. Peter said, no, we can't be drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. What kind of bad drunkards will we be? Drunkards will we be for us to be drunk by 9 a.m. in the morning? Say, come on, guys, use your head. This is not wine. The Holy Spirit made them hysterical laughing. The more you laugh at the devil, the more victory is coming into your life. When you see him walking, you see him walking around your life, you see him walking around your family, you see him walking around your children, you see him trying to create confusion, you see him trying to diminish you, you see him whispering and doing all this stupid stuff, just laugh. Wake up one morning, just start laughing, just ha. Why? Because the anointing will destroy the yoke. The anointing will destroy the yoke. I've seen this work. I've seen the anointing bring increase. Several years ago, let me close here. About 15 years ago, there's a couple that came into partnership with us, with our ministry and our family, actually. It wasn't just
It wasn't just the ministry, it was also our family. And there's hardly anything that I think we have done significantly as a family that they were not involved in. I don't know any such thing. In about 15 years, there's not been 1 month that they have not sowed a partnership seed to the ministry. Not one month has gone. It doesn't matter where they are in the world, like clock. They stand in support, find out what the ministry is trying to do, find out how they can help, and they send that support like clockwork. And they didn't stop at the ministry, because that's one. That's part of it. That's where it begins from. But also even in our personal lives. I mean, one time we needed a computer, they sent a computer. One time it doesn't matter what it is. And we never ask. They would chase us down and say, what do you need at this time? What do you need at this time? And we say, well, we're believing God for this. And we say, okay, here we go. I'm saying for 15 years, I didn't say 15 weeks, and I didn't say 15 months. 15 years nonstop. They are nowhere around here. They don't live anywhere around here. So I don't preach to them every Sunday. In 15 years, I can count how many messages I've preached to them. But it has never stopped, ever. A few years ago, they called me and they said, you know, we're trying to open a small clinic, a small two-bed clinic. So our entire family was visiting that part of the country. We all went there. We went and prayed, anointed. They opened this very small clinic, two-bed clinic, I think it was. We anointed it. We spoke over it. We blessed it. We declared increase. We left. Of course, life continued. A few years after that, they said, we're taking over the entire building. We're adding more beds. We're adding more staff. We're adding, oh, come and pray. We went out there, blessed, anointed, you know, blessed and decreed increase and everything. We left. And they kept on increasing. Then about 3-4 years ago, they called and said, you know, we want to build a hospital, an actual hospital. And they got the permit. They walked through certain things, got the permit, went out and prayed over this shell of a thing they were going to use, and built this hospital. And sometime last year, they needed to dedicate it. They said, we need you. You have to come and dedicate it. We went out there, dedicated it. I remember at the dedication, it was during a weekday. The representative of the mayor of the city was there. The representative of Chamber of Commerce and Industry was there. They had a lot of high-ranking professionals that were all there, all of them lined up. You know what? When they started the dedication, they said, our pastor is here from Cleveland. He has to pray and open up this. All of the professionals, including the mayor, the Chamber of Commerce, and whatever person said, oh, yeah, sure. I saw the pictures they took later while I was praying, and they were all like this. Like, you know how we... You know, what it signified to me was those people didn't just operate behind the scenes as shadow Christians. They also made it very clear. This one is God. God is at the front of this. Everything about this is God. We prayed over it. We blessed it. That was just last year. Last year, I think, actually, October. He called me 2 months ago. He said, that hospital, the profits that have come from it, it has grown at a two-year, it's not 1 year yet, but he says it has already grown. The profit they have gotten has already surpassed what they could have gotten in 2 years. He said now they want to build another hospital 10 minutes away from this one. So what do you think? I said, go right ahead. Call me when you're ready. They didn't need my consent or my input or anything in what they do. But they do those things because in their heart, they know the source of their increase. They know our increase is coming from God. It's not our smarts. is not what we know, how we do what we do. Yes, of course, you are diligent. You do what you need to do when you need to do it. But they understood. I don't know what major step they take. So what are you saying? One time I remember we were trying to do a project here. There was so much confusion. The brother turned to me and said, "What has God told you?" I said, "This is what God has told me. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do." It's a subscription to God as the source of everything that comes into your life. That's what the connection with the anointing will do. And you know what that will do? It will bring increase at levels that cannot be measured. Increase, I'm saying, so now they are getting permit for the next hospital to be built 10 minutes away from the current one. The anointing will destroy yokes. The anointing will put you in a place where you will transcend the natural experiences of average people around you. So that's why you can laugh at the devil, because you already got inside information. You already know, no matter what stands against you, no matter what comes up against you, you have won this battle already. You have won, there's no question. Why do you think I laugh about it? It's a hobby for me now, laughing at the devil. Why do you think it's so easy? Every time I see something, I just start laughing. Why? Because I know the anointing will destroy the yoke. I have no doubt about it. The anointing will destroy the yoke. Every yoke in your life, every yoke on your way to increase, in the name of Jesus. Your days of putting your hands to the plow and being frustrated, they are over forever. In the name of Jesus, the anointing will destroy the yoke. Your days of losing out, your days of giving up, your days of being frustrated, they are over forever in the name of Jesus, because the anointing will destroy the yoke. Please stand to your feet. Let's close out this service. I want you to just stretch out and just reach out to the Lord. Lord, you are the source of every increase that will come into my life. Lord, you are the source of every blessing that I will ever know. Lord, you are the source of every good thing that I will ever have. Lord, I connect with you. I believe in your word. I stand on your word. I stand on what you have spoken. I stand on what you have declared. I stand on what you have decreed. I lay hold on the word of God. Come on, look around your life right now. What is it that is creating smallness? What is it that is producing limitations? What is it that is stopping you from becoming everything that your heart desires to be? I want you to speak to that thing now and declare in the name of Jesus, this yoke has been destroyed by the anointing. This yoke has been destroyed by the anointing. I want you to go right ahead and prophesy on your family. I want you to speak over everything that concerns you. Speak over your business. Speak over your career. Speak over your finances. Speak over your children. Speak over your marriage. Speak over your family. Declare it in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you pray. Come on. Come on, come on. You are too quiet. I want you to speak out. I want you to speak out. Come on, speak out in faith. Speak out in faith in the name of Jesus. Any hindrance that has stood in the way of the increase that God ordained for me, for my family, in the name of Jesus, I declare the yoke has been destroyed by the anointing. I declare the yoke has been destroyed by the anointing. Father, we honor you today. We thank you for your mighty word. We thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your precious sheep. Everyone under the sound of my voice and everyone that will partake of this ministry after this service. I speak supernatural increase over them, that they will grow from glory to glory, that they will grow from height to height. They will grow from strength to strength. They will grow from grace to grace. In the name of Jesus. I speak and channel the wisdom of God to the hearts and to the lives of your people. Everyone that is sick in you. I thank you, Father, for making a difference. Thank you, Lord. Give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. You alone deserve it. Receive it to yourself, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Come on, lift up your voice and shout hallelujah. Put your hands together and give the Lord a praise in this house. Do me a favor one more time. Just laugh at that devil. Come on, laugh at that devil. Increase is coming into my life. The blessing of God that cannot be contained are coming into my life. I see open heavens. What the devil said will not happen is happening already. Do that all of this week. Laugh at the devil everywhere he shows up. And when you laugh, expect increase. Did you receive the word of God today? Come on, I said, did you receive the word of God today? Say it strong with me. Say, I'm anointed. Come on, say it one more time. Say, I'm anointed. Say, I'm going somewhere and I'm a miracle. I'm going somewhere and increase is coming my way in the name of Jesus. Amen. I call you blessed of the Lord. I just want you to know and be confident. Nothing can stop the increase that has been sent your direction. It's just a matter of time before the world sees how blessed you are. Don't worry about it. Don't look at what the world is looking at. Just keep your eyes on the Lord. Just keep saying to yourself, He's the source of my increase. And I know increase is coming my way. And the Lord will distinguish you. Do you receive that? Let's share the grace together in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a great week.